to tell you, I was in the fields. That's where I lived. A whole bunch of us live there. We work hard. We go pretty much unnoticed by most everybody else. We make just enough to be able to feed ourselves. We're shepherds. And we watch over our flocks day and night. Anyway, a bunch of us were just in the fields watching our flocks by night. And it wasn't any special night or anything. Though there were a whole lot of people in town that night. There were so many of them that none of us decided to go into town. We said, you know what, it's too crowded there. Let's just stay up here in the fields. So nobody took the night off. And we're hanging out. Something was going on there, like a count or I don't know. People were going in there. It didn't matter to us because we go by unnoticed and nobody really cared if we were counted or not. So we're in the fields. And we're watching our flocks by night and having a fine time doing so because that's what we do, right? Sometimes we even like to sing a little bit. You know, we sing with each other. Remember that night I started singing this little tune of mine. Oh, we are shepherds, watching our flocks by night. It's kind of funny. I was going, oh, we are shepherds, watching our flocks by night. Any feelings? Oh, we are shepherds, and you know we're doing it right. So I'm going like that, making up a tune. Oh, we are flocks by night. Oh, we are shepherds, watching our flocks by night. Oh, we are shepherds, bow, you know we're doing it right. So there's a guy going over here, there's a little bass going on there. Then there's, you know, I'm singing. The bass is going, oh, we are shepherds, watching our flocks by night. Oh, we are shepherds, flocks by night. You know, I can't do them all at the same time, but we were singing all at the same time, and there's this cool harmony going on, and we're looking around like, hey, this sounds pretty good. We're not bad for a bunch of shepherds, you know, and we are shepherds. It's all really, really fun. And so then we're singing, and all of a sudden this other voice comes out, and we look around, it's like, glory to God in the highest, peace, goodwill to all God's children. Glory to God in the highest, peace, goodwill to all God. I can't even do it justice. You know, they're just singing like that. And we're looking around and we're like, whose voice is that? That's a really hot voice. And we don't see anybody among us who's singing. And then we're looking and we look up and there's this light. And we stop singing. We go, And the voice keeps singing, glory to God in the highest, peace, goodwill to all God's children. We were frozen, terrified. We're like, who's that? That was the look. We couldn't even say that. It was so right there. And we stopped singing, and the angel goes, no, keep singing, that was cool, that was great, keep singing, you're going, I'll sing the glory to God in the highest, like, you know, going along like that, and what we can't, we're just like, and then, the angel's not alone, the angel is with a whole bunch of others, and they're singing, glory to God in the highest, they got percussion over here, and they've got harmonies going on, and we're still sitting there, we can't deal with it, we don't know what to do, and the angel says, don't be afraid. We're like, right, what do you mean don't be afraid? We have to be afraid. There are these floating people in the air singing to us, and it's glowing, and we don't know what to do. And the angel says, no, don't be afraid, because we've got good news for you, because this day is born in the city of David a Savior, a Messiah, who is Christ the Lord. We're like, what? And go and tell everyone. And we started to calm down a little bit. We realized that these glowing things up there weren't going to hurt us. They were good singers. And and they could sing with us, and they invited us to sing. And so we did what the angels said. We said, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's go into town and tell people. And the Bible story says we went with haste. Well, haste for shepherds. I mean, it takes a little bit longer. So because, you know, first of all, we got to get the dogs around. We're like, okay, dogs, get all of the sheep. You know, get them all there and start collecting them. And the dogs are barking like, rrr, 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 rrr. And then the sheep are like, bah, bah, and they're running all over the place. And the dogs are trying to corral them in there. We're trying to corral them in there. And nothing is working. And I swear, at one point, things change because the dog starts barking, Bar-ram-you, to your own greed be true, Bar-ram-you. And then somebody got that. Who got that? Anyway, the sheep start walking, and then they came with us, and the dogs are walking, and we're going in there. And we go into town, and just as the angel said, the glowing people up there that scared us, just as the angel said, there was, in a feed trough, a baby. A feed trough. You know, the Bible says it's a manger, and somehow that romanticizes it. It's a feed trough. You know, it's a dirty place, and there's animals around, and the animals are making noise, and our animals are making noise, and there's Joseph, and he's like, hey, and there's other people hanging out there, and then there's Mary, and she just seemed to be taking it all in, just kind of, she looked a lot older than I thought, she looked like she was a mother for a long time. There was something contented about her, and I don't understand exactly what it was. I walk up there, and she's got the baby, and you know, it's back in the manger, and she just seems to be going, taking it all in. Oh. I think she was tired too. And you know, she just had a baby, so I'm sure she was tired. Maybe that was why she was taking it all in, because everyone was doing stuff for her, but she was taking it all in and tired. And so we decided, hey, we've been here long enough. We told everybody, people were amazed, and then we went back to the fields. And we were singing, glory to God in the highest. Peace, goodwill to all God's children. Singing it over and over and over again. And you know, we wondered as we were walking back. We're like, I still wonder this today. Why did the angels come to us? We're shepherds in the fields watching our flocks by night. We're not important. Nobody cares about us. We barely make any money. Why didn't they tell someone else about the baby? Why didn't they tell a priest or the governor or somebody important? Why did this incredible announcement come to us? Poor, forgotten people, almost everyone else thinks are unimportant. I think it's because God, with Jesus, with God, with Jesus, no one is unimportant. God doesn't forget anyone. God loves the ones who are poor. God loves the ones who are rich. God loves everyone, no exceptions. No excuses. No, nothing. God loves everyone. So no matter who says that we are poor, forgotten, or unimportant, God loves us, the shepherds. Amen.